Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
Police have released photos and video of a person who attacked police officers during a disturbance on the Brooklyn Bridge yesterday. He reached over a railing and bashed cops with a cane. Four officers were hurt, including Chief of Department Terrence Monahan. He spoke today with Fox 5's Good Day New York.
During the protest, trying to make an arrest, we were attacked. I ended up getting bruised up. I have some bruises on my body, my hands, fingers got jammed up, nothing broken. Thankfully, took some x-rays yesterday.
A sergeant needed eight staples to close a head wound. A lieutenant suffered a broken bone in his face. Monahan says legitimate protests have been hijacked by anarchists. You can see the photos and video at 1010winds.com. You can take a walk on the High Line again. The elevated park reopens this afternoon. Capacity will be limited. In fact, you must have a ticket. Pedestrian traffic will move north only from Gansevoort Street, and you must wear a mask. Speaking of masks, Newark is getting serious about people wearing them, even in public spaces outdoors. Starting today, police will issue summonses for those who do not mask up. The Supreme Court ruled last week that the president cannot simply refuse to turn over his tax returns to the Manhattan District Attorney. But lawyers for President Trump have notified a federal judge. They will now argue that the DA's subpoena for 8 years of his corporate and personal taxes is too broad and politically motivated. The subpoena, issued late last August, relates to hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels, who says she had an affair with Mr. Trump. He denies it. The man convicted of killing former Jets running back Joe McKnight 4 years ago will get a new trial. Ronald Gasser was found guilty of manslaughter by a jury vote of 10-2 and sentenced to 30 years in prison. But since then, the Supreme Court has ruled split verdicts are invalid. Gasser killed McKnight. That's not in dispute. The men got involved in an altercation while driving. Prosecutors maintain Gasser was the aggressor. His attorneys say he shot McKnight in self-defense. Gasser remains in custody pending a bail hearing. Detectives are still trying to figure out who killed tech entrepreneur Fahim Saleh on the Lower East Side and then chopped up his body.
Police believe there was a professional attempt to clean up this gory scene. That's according to various news reports, but the killer may have been interrupted when the victim's sister buzzed the apartment Tuesday afternoon to check on his welfare, forcing the killer to escape down the stairs. Mitchell Glickson tells ABC 7 he was nearby when the horrified sister discovered Saleh's body.
Kind of heard a wailing and screaming, and I just heard he has no head.
Saleh lived in a multi-million dollar condo. He was the founder of Gokada, a motorcycle ride-hailing business in Nigeria. His company calling the killing heartbreaking. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds on the Lower East Side.
Mayor de Blasio is talking child care at his daily briefing this morning.
We initially said, how much could we do? We thought maybe we could do 50,000 child care seats. And then we realized with a blended format, that actually turns into 100,000 families that can be served. We're going to use every conceivable space, community centers, libraries, cultural organizations, whatever we can find in communities.
The blended format involves children going to child care 2 to 3 days a week, just like the school plan for older kids. Parents can opt out and keep their children on distance learning. The Department of Education has set up a web page where parents can make their choice, and that decision is due by August 7th. Mayor de Blasio says the city is supposed to enter Phase 4 reopening on Monday, but it's not clear if that will fully happen.
We're still working out the final plans with the state. The state is feeling cautious. The city's feeling cautious. We really want to get this right in light of what we're seeing around the country. I want to emphasize this is the X factor now. To see so many other states going in the wrong direction is causing us a lot of care in how we approach this decision. So we'll have more to say on it as early as later today or tomorrow.
American Airlines and JetBlue have formed an alliance as the airline industry has been hit with heavy financial losses during the pandemic. They announced that they will cross-honor frequent flyer benefits and offer flight booking on each other's websites. The move is specifically aimed at travelers out of New York and Boston, and the carriers will offer more daily departures from those cities.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.